Welcome to Stock Markets with KR, a podcast where I share my analysis and lessons learned in the markets every day, and occasionally I share episodes on other finance and trading related topics. So glad to have you here. Let's get started. This is episode 239. Today, we're going to talk about the rather volatile pre-expiry trading session that we experienced. So make sure that you're listening to this episode at a speed you're comfortable at, and let's get started. So I'm just going to breeze through the snapshot section because there's just a lot to talk about as far as the indices and my trades go. So firstly, relentless institutional selling meant today was a terrible day for bulls. I felt something was quite sneaky going on today because just before the massive dips, at least on Reliance, because that's the only stock that I was really looking at, the market depth showed around 40 to 50,000 buy quantity by a few people. I think 100 people or so, but of course that shows the cumulative amount, not individual buyers and sellers. So at a limit price, by the way, of course. And when that order was filled, we of course saw some very sudden price reduction. And right after that order was filled, the price went up. So I'm not quite sure what that was, but I can say with, possibly a reasonable amount of certainty because of just how the price moved and just the EOD, FIDI selling figures, that was possibly one of the ways in which institutions were selling today for whatever reason. I'm sure that they have their reasons why they are doing something like that or if they are doing something like that, but that's possibly my opinion on it. Talking about the FIs and DIs, though, 800 crores of net selling today. We saw around 350 crores worth of selling from the institutional foreign institutions and 500 crores worth of selling from the domestic ones. So that's quite a lot. It's actually very similar to what we saw yesterday. But today, the day is obviously quite negative, at least for, the large cap stocks, Nifty 50, Nifty 100 and such. And Reliance particularly managed to drag the market down quite poorly. It's almost like, main upar aunga to tereko saath uthaunga, par main niche aunga to sabko saath mein dubaunga. Because that's very similar to what happened. And that's because, again, as we'll talk about the indices, the constituents showed us something quite interesting. I'll just tease you with that. But again, weirdly enough, the broad market indices as a whole are not that bad. Nifty and X50 is all right. Large caps are the ones who probably really got that issue. Small caps, mid caps appear to be all right. We're in fact seeing a few indices in these small caps, mid caps being around 0.5% or 0.5% or 0.5% or so in the green, which is a good number. Sectoral indices show something very cool. While most of them are, either flat or mildly negative, we can see that pharma has outperformed. IT has taken a break from outperforming. That's understandable because, it's given some great moves lately. VIX is up by a bit, possibly because of some really, really rough negative movements today. And Bank Nifty was particularly choppy. So, of course, we'll get to all of those things in depth in the next segment when we talk about the indices. But That's an overview for now. Talking about the global equity markets, they are mixed just like they were yesterday and the day before. So basically, I think they seem to be undecided right now too. I think today was the US Fed announcement. So the US markets might have something to say. And possibly that news might have also been one of the factors. Again, Indian markets also have quite a lot of macro factors being announced, as I said yesterday. So it's possibly going to be a very interesting day to observe and just to see how the price movements are moving. USD INR is not too bad. It's mildly negative, but really nothing too exciting, honestly. And crude is positive. So let's move to the indices now, which is possibly going to be one of the most important segments here. So looking at Nifty's constituents, we can see that there were some exceptionally strong stocks today. But it was dragged down due to high-weighted stocks like Reliance, like HDFC Bank, like TCS, and probably even Maruti, which managed to drag the index down. And as a result, we are seeing Nifty in the red to the tune of 97 points. It rests at 11202.85 EOD, 0.86% down, Bank Nifty is at 22,076, minus 28.6 points or 0.13%. We'll get to this in a bit, of course. But tomorrow is the monthly expiry. In case you were wondering, it's a Thursday and it's the 30th, last Thursday. So OI data is still respects. It still respects that 11 to 11.5K range, as those are the higher OI strikes right now. And, you know, since today has been quite wild, actually, it's probably more than likely that tomorrow is going to be a pure premium eating fest. So if you're an option buyer, please be careful. And, you know, depending on what important earnings announcements and what important macro announcements are like, we may see the market making a couple of sharp moves right around the announcement times. But then I think that's probably going to be it if we see a flat-ish move, if we see more of a premium eating day. If not, then of course it's going to be the same. And on the intraday chart, moving to Nifty, I hope this is being recorded. I just realized that I'm having terrible luck with tech today because a few voice notes that I sent earlier were not recorded. So I hope this is. Otherwise, it's going to be quite tragic. But I'll just check that after this segment. Anyway, though, on the intraday chart, we can see that Nifty faced some resistance from the 38.2% Fib extension level when it attempted 11,300 plus levels for the second time of the day. It later took support around 150 points down at 11,150, which is an important psychological level as well, because we've seen 150 levels or 50 levels in general being very important. And of course, 50 levels have a lot of option shorting as well. And then it closed the day around 50 points above its low, which is not a bad number. Honestly, it shows that there was at least some support from lower levels, which is great. The daily charts show us something rather interesting. Despite decisively breaching one of the most important resistances that we've spoken about, around 11,240 or so, Nifty fell very swiftly owing to possibly, you know, extreme selling at higher levels. And this was, again, possibly the institutional players rejecting higher levels, as we're seeing both the FIs and the DIs being net sellers today. So if this continues, then I believe we will continue seeing sideways movements till around expiry, which is tomorrow again. And then maybe a more decisive move coming in on Friday or something. So that's my view on Nifty right now. Coming to Bank Nifty, intraday it shows us a good example of an inverted cup and handle pattern almost. If you look at the chart, you'll understand it's almost like an inverted U of sorts with a few minor U's and V's around it. That's the best way I can describe it without really you looking at the chart. And while it appears, where is it? Yeah, while it appears, in case you're wondering, I make notes these days so I don't forget stuff. So that's why sometimes it sounds like I'm reading, because I actually am reading. It's not like I'm saying all of this from memory, because it just works out better that way. Anyway, while it appears to be taking support and has accepted lower levels, for instance, it's you know, above 22K right now, I think it still has some leeway, possibly till around 21,800 or so, if it wants to respect the trend line. The trend line will be shared, hopefully, today. I've been meaning to do it, but just I'm too procrastinating and too lazy that way. But the daily charts of Bank Nifty don't show us anything very exciting, actually, except for some higher highs and higher lows being formed, which is a good sign. And I think in general, Bank Nifty has been performing better than Nifty in terms of recovery intraday, because even if we were looking at Nifty and Bank Nifty's figures, you know, the plus and minus figures intraday, then we would find that while Nifty at some points was like minus 90 or something, Bank Nifty was near flat. And that is literally what the EOD figures indicate as well. Nifty is, you know, down almost 100 points. Bank Nifty is down like 30 points, despite it, you know, being on a much higher higher absolute number. So it's actually very interesting to see it from that perspective, especially because Bank Nifty has been underperforming. So it's possibly either playing catch up or something other is at play. Possibly, you know, people entering into more banking stocks or something, which might be giving it more support. Of course, IndusInd Bank today being quite positive despite negative results, possibly because of their rights issue or something. Might have been one of the reasons, because it is a constituent, but I'm not quite sure. So coming to my view for tomorrow, it's honestly quite undecided. I was looking at option OI charts just to get an idea of what the market preference is. And while there isn't a lot of call writing at 11,200 happening, in fact, I think there was some short covering on 11,200, which might have just cleaned out the weak bears if tomorrow is going to be bearish. So I mean, it's very mixed, because on the other hand, you're seeing 11,200 put, which has shown great shorting, now being covered as well. So it's probably these straddles that people might have entered into being covered or something, and that's what we're seeing. I think this is possibly just profit booking pre-expiry before the real crazy big move starts setting in. So that's my take on the analysis right now. Let's move to my trades. I just checked, the audio is recording, but I'm sure you know that before I do because you're listening to it. But anyway, coming to my trades, which is possibly the most important thing that I want to talk about today. Now, last night, while I was doing my analysis, I noted down three lines for Reliance. In case you're wondering, I pretty much exclusively trade Reliance these days. I noted down three lines. If 2160 to 2170 is broken, then 2150. Next level, 2130. And, you know, the worst case scenario, according to the trend line that I drew at that time, was 2070, 2080, somewhere between that area, because of course the trend line slants up. So depending on where it takes supports, that is the approximate range that that we would be seeing. Now, I was mostly expecting a big move on either side. Owing to Reliance's momentum, you can't just say that, hey, Reliance is a short, because you never know, it might just wipe you off and then it might, you know, continue going like crazy. And it might just breach 2200 as well. You never know how Reliance moves. Or at least, you know, in most cases. So I was expecting a big move on either side. I did not tweet it or something because honestly, it's a hassle taking a screenshot of the chart and then posting and everything. And this was at like 11:30, 12 at midnight. So I was like, all right, it's fine. I'll just see what happens tomorrow. And Reliance fell quite sharply. And of course, I think that's of course partly due to institutional selling. And based on, again, market depth intraday, it showed us some very interesting things, such as 50K buyers and sellers, 50K buyers coming in on the limit price, and then 40K buyers coming in on the limit price, and that order being executed. I don't know exactly what was happening, but that was. And overall, I think that there were buyers just at lower levels. So, you know, I was looking at how many buyers are there at what price. When the price is going up, are the buyers continuing to increase? Are the buyers going down? What's happening? Are people willing to buy Reliance at higher prices? But turns out that people were just not willing to buy. I don't know what the reason for that is. But with every tick increase in price, you could see that the buyers were not just not confident. They were sort of giving up, like, all right, TK, I'm out, like that. So that's my opinion on it. And looking at the EOD data, we can see today's volume was the third highest we've seen in recent times. And when I say recent times, I don't mean in the past 3 days. I mean in recent times. So it's also possibly speaking volumes about how many people feel that Reliance is overpriced at current levels, especially just a day before its earnings. Now, Edelweiss also, if I remember correctly, said that they feel Reliance is overvalued. And this is all despite today being announced that, or rather rumored, that Qatar is going to infuse like $1.5 billion in Jio Fiber. So despite all that news, despite, you know, everything that's going on, despite such a strong momentum, Reliance was down today, and Reliance was, you know, decisively bearish almost because we're seeing high volumes on that. So I think today's strong negative close on Reliance means that the sentiment, of course, is not too good. Many people are expecting the results to be underwhelming compared to the euphoria that Reliance has generated. And in fact, Reliance deferring their results to Thursday monthly expiry might have something to do with that too. But again, that's more along the lines of conspiracy theories than proper speculation and analysis, in my opinion. So I won't really talk about that. I'll leave that open to interpretation from your side. So I think, you know, coming back to the technical aspects, not just talking about where Reliance is and what is happening news-based, I think if Reliance is able to hold the level where it is right now because of the trend line again, then it should be fine. But if it is not able to hold this level, then we might just see a 2K retest soon. And I don't just say it because, you know, I feel like it. I say it because the volumes at the prices, you know, below where it's at are quite low. So unless those volumes can increase, we might not see enough buying happening for it to actually support those levels. And that's my take on it, you know, as of now. Again, given how low the delivery volume was right now, given how sharply it moved negatively today, it reminds me of 15th of July, which was Reliance's 43rd AGM, when most people, including myself, got Reliance at a great discount. and that mild negativity served as a good buying opportunity. So if that trend is followed, then we might see tomorrow being slightly flat and then Reliance going up. Or if that trend is not followed and this really is some negative move that we're seeing with Reliance, then of course we might see Reliance coming down. As I said, a 2K retest might just be likely if it is not really in that positive mood. And of course, depending on when Reliance's results are announced, whether it's during market hours, whether it's after market hours, it all depends on that. Coming to my trades in Reliance, though, I know this is the My Trade segment, but I just want to give you as much context about Reliance as I could, because of course, after all, this is my analysis. Today's trade in Reliance was negative because I had a very bad long bias. Honestly, I wouldn't call this bias very blind because I was aware of the levels, but the sheer size of movements and the number of crucial supports meant that I just wanted to see if support is taken. And if it is taken, my losses, of course, partially recovered. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. It just continued going down. In case you weren't looking at Reliance, then it continued going down. It ended up closing at around 2089, I think around 4% in the red. So quite a bad fall, right? And that was fairly relentless. At certain levels, it was taking support. So when it took support, I added to my Reliance position, hoping that I can, again, recover that loss. But that just did not happen. And it continued breaching that support after support after support. And, honestly, all of that has made me kind of disappointed in my trading session today. Not because of the P&L amount. What's most disappointing to me, honestly, is that now when I'm seeing the EOD charts, when I'm seeing all the data in front of me, it all makes near complete sense, near perfect sense. So it's kind of weird because despite having all of this data, I was kind of biased, and obviously that meant that today was not that good of a day. So had I been slightly more aware of all of this, and had I just gone by yesterday's last night's analysis, then I think it would have been fine. The day would have been all right. But because intraday support appeared to be good, I went long it. It was honestly just like any of my other standard trade setups, just that this did not work out because I was not aware of, my risk management and such. In fact, today could be a great case study for poor risk management, emotional trading and bias. I don't mean to be hard on myself or anything, but the thing is, I have several had eyes and should eyes in mind, but I think being a profitable trader is all about getting those had eyes and should eyes from my mind into the trading terminal, which I was unable to do today. So going into tomorrow's trading session, I think I will have to go into more of a wartime trading mode where I'll have to accept profits, just because they're profits and not losses. And of course, I'll trade with a reduced stop loss because I can't really afford any more this week, at least, because this week's loss was around estimate, just under an entire week's drawdown estimate or so. So of course that means that I'll have to change my trading style. And the most important thing, I will trade on my own terms. Now, one of the biggest mistakes I made today was to get trapped in Reliance by thinking I could make the most of a euphoria move. That has been the case recently. And this is more of an, afterthought analysis rather than a live analysis, because this is again EOD. So I stuck to weak support levels for entries and I ignored very strong resistance levels, hoping that the buying hype would be enough to breach those. But that hasn't worked. So I think tomorrow onwards, I'll not enter a trade until Reliance comes at a price I'm comfortable at. A proper entry is possibly one of the best risk management decisions one can take. And I think that's one of the decisions which is required for me to take right now. So going into trade tomorrow, I'll not be greedy. If I don't get a trade, I don't get a trade. I'll not try to just go sour in a trade without really thinking of what can happen. But yes, today is a long episode. I'm sorry for that. But then I hope that you got something out of it. I really want to talk about my experience with Reliance today because of how negative the day was. In fact, I think this was the most negative day for me since quite some time. So that just means that this was the most I've learned in quite some time, right? So anyway, it's been a 10-minute long segment, this one. I do apologize for that. But if you're still listening to this, I'm glad that you're still here. And I hope that you found something helpful from all of this. If you did, that's good. Shoot me a message at MarketsWithKR on Twitter, at StockMarketsWithKR on Instagram. That's it for this one. Hope you have a great weekly, monthly, expiry trading session tomorrow. That's it for this one. Again, happy trading.